Yes, at Toma Clinic, we originated bioidentical hormone therapy in the 1980s, 1982 approximately. So we do know a heck of a lot about it. But testosterone replacement for men is becoming so popular that more and more men's health clinics are advertising heavily. Some have even gotten around to saying testosterone isn't everything. Well, duh, of course not. At Tahoma Clinic, we had that thought over 30 years ago, which is why we call it comprehensive bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. But even in 2017, not one of these men's health clinics checks each men's balance of pro- and anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolites. Yes, I know they don't, because I know the lab that does the testing for this, the only lab in the country that does. And yeah, they tell me that none of these advertising men's clinics are their clients, so they can't be getting them measured. Why should they check them? Because if a man has too much procarcinogen and too little anticarcinogen in his testosterone, his risk of hormone-related cancer is greater. For a man, a low level of an important anticarcinogen testosterone metabolite, technically called 3-beta-adiol, and I don't make up the technical names, is research-proven to be associated with less risk of aggressive prostate cancer. Did you know that patent medicines such as finasteride and deuterostride, sometimes trade-named Avodart and Jalen and Proscar, as well as other cool names, have been proven by the prostate cancer prevention trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine? Not in your local quack food store. Published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2003, those patent medicines significantly increased the risk of highly aggressive prostate cancer. Yes, they reduced the risk of cancer overall by a small percentage, about 4%, but they increase the risk of highly aggressive cancer if you do get cancer by 35%. How do they do that? By very significantly lowering the level of this anticarcinogenic metabolite. That's how. Besides using those patent medicines and getting a low level of 3-beta-adiol, there's another way to do it too. Not have the right nutrients in you so your body can make its own. If this is the case, there are those entirely natural things to do to increase 3-beta-adiol and restore a favorable pro- and anti-carcinogenic testosterone balance. Now, like I said, we know that no men's health clinic in Western Washington tests for pro- and anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolites. We kind of wonder why not, especially since testosterone isn't everything, they're saying. Perhaps you might consider checking with the Toma physician who knows all about this, especially if there's a family history of prostate or breast cancer. What's breast cancer got to do with it if you're a guy with a prostate? Well, unfortunately, if there's a family history of prostate or breast cancer, then whether you're a man and have a higher risk of prostate cancer or a woman have a higher risk of breast cancer, yeah, somewhat dependent on that family history of both prostate and breast cancer. Now, if you're a man who wants the most effective and safest hormone replacement, don't forget DHEA, which is almost always at suboptimal levels by age 50 in both men and women. It's made in the adrenal glands, both men and women, and it starts dropping after age 30. That's just nature. Please don't go to the store and buy DHEA capsules, please. Since the 1980s, when we started comprehensive DHRT right here at Toma Clinics, our physicians have observed that many men's metabolism converts orally taken DHEA, because remember, DHEA comes from the adrenal glands, goes to the heart, goes to every cell in the body. It doesn't go to the liver first, which is what happens when we take it orally. Anyway, many men's metabolism converts orally taken DHEA into too much estrone, which is a principal estrogen, and not only that, but a procarcinogen. Hey, keep your testosterone therapy, wherever you're taking it from, as safe as possible by checking with us for the pro- and anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolites. Of course, you could ask your own testosterone-prescribing physician to do that, but you think they would have thought about it already? Yeah, probably a good idea. And if you happen to be a woman before menopause, and I'm not kidding, before menopause, or a woman using BHRT, bioidentical hormone replacement, have you had your levels of research-proven pro- and anti-carcinogenic estrogen metabolites checked? Two very important ones are estriol and 2-methoxyestradiol. Estriol is unfortunately at low levels in many women's bodies because of lack of a key mineral. And 2-methoxyestradiol, wow, that's been called a potent anti-carcinogen by researchers when they were researching the real thing rather than trying to make patented takeoffs, profoundly anticarcinogenic. And estriol is definitely anticarcinogenic, first published in the AMA Journal in 1966 as being that. Have you had those levels checked? Premenopausal should think about getting these estrogens checked. Premenopausal women. Because if they're abnormal at age 22, that gives you the next 20 years to cook up a cancer. I should say gives you more of a chance to cook up a cancer if your anticarcinogenic estrogens are low. So you'll get it when you're 42. Oops, that's why you should check when you're 22. And, of course, women taking bioidentical hormone replacement should make sure and check them too, especially if there's a history of family history of breast cancer. There are safe, natural ways for a premenopausal woman to persuade her own ovaries, yes, they are persuadable, to make more of these important anticarcinogens, significantly reducing risk of estrogen-related cancer. If you're working with bioidentical hormone replacement, well, then you just put the appropriate hormones in there, the estriol and sumethoxyestradiol, the compounding pharmacy. If you go to the right ones, they have it. No PEP medicines needed. For both pre- and postmenopausal women, there's another thing. Checking the ratio between 2-hydroxyestrogen and 16-hydroxyestrogen is important for lowering cancer risk. How does that lower the cancer risk? Because cancer, cervical cancer, is associated with HPV virus. And the HPV virus just loves that 16-hydroxyestrogen and grows a lot quicker if the 16 is higher and higher. But it can't stand the 2-hydroxyestrogen and more 2-hydroxyestrogen, and it slows those HP viruses right down. No kidding. And I should mention at this point, so I guess I will since I said I should. My mother always said do what I should. Anyway, I should mention a study by Dr. Maria Bell. If you never heard of Maria Bell, not a surprise. Seems she had to leave the university and go to another university after she published her research. What was it about? It was about women with proven, did I say proven? I said proven, cervical intraepithelial cancer. Yeah, and it was stage 2 or 3, I forget which, but it wasn't just an early one. And what did Dr. Bell do? Very simple. All these women were supposed to have surgery, so the research only took a month. So it'd still be okay. And part of them got a placebo, and part of them got 200 milligrams of a substance which raised up the 2s, a natural substance, I should say, and dropped the 16-hydroxyestrogens. And the others got 400 milligrams. And guess what? In the group that got the placebo, everybody's cancer just sat there being cancer. In the group that got the 200 milligrams, almost 50% the cancer disappeared. Yes, I said cancer disappeared. Early cancer in the cervix. Never had to have surgery. Research proven. And in the women who got the 400 milligrams, it was again nearly 50% of their early cervical cancer disappeared because that HPV virus, it cannot stand too much 2 and too little 16. The more 16 it gets, the better. So ladies, if you can chase away in nearly 50% of cases an early cervical cancer, why not keep it from happening in the first place? Many of you know about this 2:16 estrogen ratio, but if you don't, talk to your doctor about it. See a Tama physician. They know all about it. If your balance is wrong on these two things, all you got to do is change your eating habits a little bit. That's it. You don't even have to take 400 milligrams of anything unless you want to. Okay, well, off of the hormones, Tama Clinic does whole body medicine. So we also, off of the gender-specific hormones, we check thyroid hormones, which both genders have, oxytocin, melatonin, and HGH. Now let's see. For women, low levels of melatonin correlate with increased breast cancer and type 2 diabetes risk. At any age, low levels of melatonin. DHEA is a major support for the immune system in both men and women, and influence longevity too. At Tahoma Clinic and Meridian Valley Laboratory, we do the most comprehensive bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and the best evaluations for safety anywhere. But we understand that hormones, while important, are just one part of overall health. Let's see. According to a 3,000-person study published in 1930s, Dr. Van Zandt from Mayo Clinic, what did she do? She checked digestive capability in people at different ages in life, starting at age 25 to 30, going up to 35 to 40, etc., all the way up to 60, and found that by the time we're 60, there's a 50-50 chance that we have less than optimal digestion. And further, this can happen with or without symptoms. Unrecognized, particularly asymptomatic poor digestion shortens lifespan. Why? Because we're not getting our nutrients in, folks. And that Mayo Clinic study showed that by age 60, not only do half of us have somewhat graying hair, or maybe all of us, but less than optimal digestion, too. If we're trying to stay as healthy as we can for as long as we can, it's important to have good digestion so what we eat is put to maximum use in repairing and maintaining our bodies. So just another aspect of overall health. Because hormones aren't everything for health. And for sure, patent medicines aren't everything for health. In fact, they're only useful in emergencies. And trying to stay healthy with a patent medicine, excuse me, you've heard me say this before, but patent medicines for drugging ourselves into good health are the greatest health scam of the 20th and 21st centuries. But my, do they make money. You've noticed that in the newspapers. So no wonder they just keep on a going. Not a big deal.